After I was done playing, I didn't have a lot of options for work, mainly because I never put any focus and energy into learning any sort of skill. So I went into youth soccer coaching. And the first time I ever got a job coaching youth soccer, they said, look, we don't have a team for you. But I tell you what, at this club, they said, if you go out to the field and you find some players, we will pay you to coach that team. And I really needed a job. So I was like, yes, absolutely. What ages do you need? Like 15, 16. And the guy looks right at me and he's like, no. We need 5 and 6 year olds. So I'm like, 5 and 6 year olds, okay. So do I go out to public parks? Look for 5 and 6 year olds? Like, I'll at least be wearing soccer gear when I approach these kids, right? And he got mad at me. He's like, absolutely not. What the hell's wrong with you? We want you to be inconspicuous at the park. So don't wear anything soccer related so you blend in with the general public. Which is the worst advice any human being has ever given me. Because the next day it just happens to be pouring rain. Yeah, so what am I doing? Wearing just a huge parka over my head. Like you literally can't see my face. And I'm just walking up with a notepad, just walking up to field to kids. And just like, just looking at them, once I've seen enough, taking some notes. And then without talking to anybody, just going on to another field to do the same thing. Yeah, like I was taking inventory at the park. But then there was this one little girl who was amazing. But when the game ended, she started going the opposite direction. And I panicked because I'm like, oh my gosh, I really need to get this player for my team. And I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before. So all I can think to do is sprint all the way across the soccer field and go, excuse me, number 15, come here. What's your name? Yeah, no, I know. You're all looking at me like if you were at the field, we'd be like, are they filming a dramatization for To Catch a Predator? Thousand Oaks today? Like, what's going on? Is that the thing? So I don't know if you guys know this, but when you approach children in such a manner at a park, that's when a security guard walks up to you. So the security guard walks up to me and he goes, excuse me, sir, what are you doing here? And I am completely clueless. So I look right at the guy and I go, me? Just scouting children. So he's just blown away at my honesty. He just thinks I'm the most open pedophile that he's ever met. So he's like, let me get this straight. You're telling me you're here looking at little girls? And after he said it like that, I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, God, no, Jude, this is a huge misunderstanding. I'm looking at little boys, too. That wasn't the right answer. Because the next thing I know, my hands are put behind my back, and I am pushed to the ground. And he grabs my notebook, and he goes, all right, can you explain this? Number 15 with the blonde hair and the ponytail. I need to get this one. And I'm like, yeah, because if I don't get her, I don't get paid. So now it just sounded like I was involved in some sort of like pedophilia, human trafficking thing. It just got worse. I'm not welcome back at Thousand Oaks. At all. And if you're not laughing, I understand, because it is kind of dark content and it's uncomfortable. And I wish I didn't have to tell you people, but according to California law, I'm required to tell this joke at every show I do from now on. It's part of the setup. It works.